Okay, so the Sheiltos writes that the same way that we need Lachem on Shavuos, everyone agrees that we need Lachem because it's the day that we've accepted the Torah. So Sheiltos says the same thing is true when it comes to Purim. Now on Purim, everyone agrees that we need Lachem because it's the day of Kabbalah Satorah. It's the day of Kabbalah Satorah Shabbat Pat. Now, if we look at sort of the halachas of when it comes to Purim versus the Ari Yom Tovim, there's a very fundamental difference. When it comes to Purim, the Chiyuv is Chayv Inish Besumei. Whereas when it comes to all of Yom Tovim, the Chiyuv is just Stam, one of Basav and Yain. And the question is, like, why is it that when it comes to the day of Kabbalah Sator Shavik Sav, I guess in Shavuos, it's just Basav and Yain, but when it comes to Kabbalah Sator Shavik Sav, really the real Simcha is really, it's the day of Mishta. It's not really a day of Suda, it's really a day of Mishta. The real Simcha is coming from Yain. So I thought perhaps we can explain as follows. So the difference between the Torah Shavik Sav and Torah Shavik Sav is when it comes to Kabbalah Sator Shavik Sav, is that it's all about nullifying and negating our seichel to the seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. Meaning that when a person wants to develop the Torah Shabbat Peh, we have to use the Yigum Mios Shatorah and Jashus Behem, and the only way we're able to apply the Yigum Mios Shatorah and Jashus Behem is by following the rules of the Torah and by negating ourselves to the Torah. So perhaps the idea of Chayv Inish Besumer, the Simcha of Purim, is the simcha of the Kabbalah Sator Shabbat Peh, and the way it's expressed is specifically by the Yayin and Chayv Inish Besumei in being mevatel or das towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and recognizing the fact that really the das of the Kabbalah Sator Shabbat Peh is just the bittul of ourselves towards Hashem. And that's a fundamental contrast when it comes to receiving the Torah Shabbat Peh, because when it comes to being mekabel Torah Shabbat Peh, when it comes to receiving the Torah on Shavuos, so we don't need to be mevatel our das towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu because we're not adding on to the Torah. It's only on Purim when we receive the Torah Shabbat Peh, right? Receiving the Torah, we're able now to add on to and to change. For that, before we're able to, where it comes with accepting it, is us being mevatel our das towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And for that reason, it's Chayv Inish Besumei B'Furaya.